Thousands of ex-soldiers formed paramilitary groups called Freikorps in order to fight the revolution. And these Freikorps already held many of the ideas and beliefs that Hitler would later adopt as his own. Many Freikorps were hugely anti-Semitic, believing in the fantasy that Jews were responsible both for communism and Germany's defeat in the war. And one of the most notorious Freikorps groups even adapted what they took to be a racist symbol, the Hakenkreuz or swastika. Members of the Freikorps called their leaders Führer. And many of those who would later become infamous as Nazis joined Freikorps, like Heinrich Himmler, who would become head of the SS. Gregor Strasser, one of the most important early leaders in the Nazi Party. And Rudolf Höss, the future commandant of Auschwitz. But Hitler was not in a Freikorps. He was back in Munich, devastated by the loss of the war and desperate to stay in the army. He seemed lost and directionless.